Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello once again. Welcome to Dinner These Gems. And this is your host, Gregory. How are you today? I trust all of this well for you. We're enjoying mild spring weather. We're back east enjoying it, finally. And I just hope that your day, pray that your day has gone well. Today I'm going to read from the third chapter of John, verses 1 through 10. That's John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, the leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, and no one can give you the signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after they've grown old? After having grown old, can one enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. Born of the flesh is flesh, what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Anything except for the back in these things, please. Jesus said, I'll stop at verse 9. Okay, we're talking about born again. What does born again mean? Born again means that a person is being changed by God's Spirit. I don't mean reform, I mean literally change. Okay, we're all born with it. The more we have our physical births, the more born of flesh, come from our mother's wombs. Now to be born in the Spirit, that comes from God. That's when God gets a hold of your soul, a hold of your heart. And He literally changes you, the Spirit. See, we all have a spirit. Everybody has a spirit. That's what uses our personalities. Our personalities, our, you know, how we behave, you know, all those things. But also, the verse 6 was born of flesh and flesh. That's a physical spirit. Physical spirit. Born of spirit and spirit. And I love the verse 8, it says, "The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born in the Spirit." In my own experience, I had heard, you know, that you had to be born again. I heard it at a conference that I attended to. And I had never heard this before, or I don't remember hearing it. And the whole thing was, you must be born again. Now, it came the day, about a week later, you know, that I prayed, asked God to forgive me of my sins. And I asked Jesus to come into my heart and change. I remember just falling asleep. I was really tired. I just fell asleep. Then the next day I woke up. And then I went to the restroom, and then I went back to bed. I fell asleep again. But the second time I woke up, I could feel the changing. It was as if something new had happened to me. I never had a feeling like this before in my life. If I could describe it, the best way I can describe it is you have a cup over a running faucet, put the cup under it, and it keeps running, running until it overflows. And that's the way I felt in my spirit. I was clean. I felt so clean inside, so lighthearted. And as if I never sinned. And this new life, it was just wonderful. I felt joy, I felt peace. I had a whole different view about life. And it was just so wonderful. And we all, everyone can experience this. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what your class is, your gender, your sexuality, doesn't mean anything. Anyone who receives God's Spirit is born of God. And everyone can know this. Everyone who desires it can know. Now, I received Christ in my life in 1972, a long time ago. And I didn't transition to 2005. That was 33 years ago. Okay. Now, I never knew this would be part of my life. But it goes to show you, God is always changing. God is moving in our lives. He leads us. He guides us. He leads us. There's nothing to chance. At first, I didn't understand it. How am I being experienced? Have a relationship with God. I know for a fact that I was, when I asked God to just come into my life, I was changed. And nothing has changed since. Just praise God for being saved, being a Christian, being saved. Praise God for who I am as a transgender person. And I've seen many others come to know Jesus, have this spirit-changing experience. Now, I'm sure some of you listening might be asking, well, how can somebody be born again when they're old? Which is a fair question. That was a fair question by Nicodemus. And I love the way Jesus answered. He said, truly, nobody can enter the kingdom now of being born of water and spirit. Now, that's different. What's born is flesh, is flesh. I mentioned earlier, that's our physical birth. Now, when you're born of spirit, that's when you are born again, your spirit. God's spirit comes within you. That's what you could call it your second birth. And all through the ages, many people have done this. I wanted to be saved. I wanted to be like Jesus. Millions of people throughout the ages have. People are still doing it today. And people will be doing it until the Lord comes. And all you, those of you who are listening, you have that opportunity too. To come to Jesus as your Savior, be born of the Spirit. Now, it doesn't matter, as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter what you've done, It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you come from, if you're gay or lesbian or trans or bi. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, or Latino or Asian. That doesn't matter to God. If you call out to God, no matter where you are, you call out to Him, as you come into your life and willing to see the Spirit, and you really mean it, He'll come into you. He'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're home, if you're lying in a hospital bed, if you're out sitting somewhere in a park. No, I wasn't in the church when I accepted Christ. I was in my barracks. At the time, I was in the military. I was in my barracks. And it doesn't matter where, you know, Christ will speak to you anywhere at any time. And I can say that almost 50 years, and one thing, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that came into my life on a foggy November night, 1972, the same God come into your life today. The same God is reaching out to you. He's waiting for you. And the most important thing is He loves you. That's the most important thing, is that He loves you. He cares about you as a person, as you are. And that invitation is open. Now, I pray that somebody's really considering they want to come to know Jesus. I can take this moment to pray for you. You and me, Father, I just pray that whoever's listening to this episode, I just pray, Lord, you speak to their heart. I just pray, Lord, that you help them to confess all this and realize they're a sinner, realize that they need to confess to God. I just pray, Lord, that they come to know you, ask you as Jesus to come into their hearts and to change them. And I just pray, Lord, you do this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And as I say, God, once you do that, your life will be different. I know it was for me, you know, all those years ago, it took away all my confusion and frustration. And it was the best decision of my life. And it can be yours. And this is Genevieve, and I pray this episode is truly helps someone. I just pray this. Pray for you, and just remember, Jesus loves you, and I love you also. And I look forward to getting together again with you on our next episode. Thank you,